Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. So Survivor, huh? What about that last night? Now, did the guy get eaten by the crocodile? We'll have to stay tuned. Next week, we'll tell you. And you guys who didn't see it, well, that's your tough luck. But they choppered some clown out of there. I think his leg got eaten off by that croc. Is that a crocodile or an alligator? I don't know what that is. But last night on Survivor, they said, wait till next week. Somebody got a gonad eaten off or so. Well, pardon me. I got that 20 questions still in the brain. But something happened. And also, Kimmy got voted off. Kimmy was the vegetarian. She was a pain in the rear end to a lot of the people. They finally said, hasta luego, baby. You know, you and your zucchini omelets, get out of here. And we're going to talk to, and I don't mean to be flip about this, but if you missed Survivor, the Australian Outback, on Thursday, here were the essential developments on the CBS hit adventure reality show for Episode 5. And we are going to be speaking in a moment to Dean Wheeler, who is the owner of the Vegetarian Connection restaurant in Portland. If you missed Survivor, voted off Kimmy, the vegetarian bartender. The remaining survivors of the Kucha tribe are Roger, Jeff, and Nick, and Elizabeth, and Alicia, and Michael, and the Ogakor tribe. Is that how you pronounce that? Because I never can. Ogakor? How come he said Ogakor one episode, and then he fell over? And didn't he? Tina, Colby, Jerry, Keith, and Amber. In the almost weekly scene to annoy animal rights activists, the Kucha tribe gleefully massacred a chicken, which I loved. Anyway, I'm just joking around about that. Let's get Dean Wheeler on here from the Vegetarian Connection restaurant in Portland, and you've been there since 1986. Dean, how are you?
We're doing really good, great, Phil, and I hope you were kidding about the slaughtering the chicken, but we understand meat eaters.
Does that bother you when I say that I enjoyed watching a chicken get slaughtered?
Well, Phil, no, it really doesn't. I think I feel a little badly for you that you think the death of an animal is something to laugh about.
If it was a dog or a cat, if it was a chicken, look, I don't want it to feel pain, okay?
Well, Phil, you need to understand that all animals do feel pain at the point of death, and that's just a very unfortunate deal. And of course, we're all trying to do the best in this world, and those of us who are vegetarians, we look at meat eaters, and sometimes we feel a little bit sorry for them.
Do you feel sorry for me as a meat eater?
Oh, I do. I think all vegetarians feel sorry for meat eaters because we know that in a lot of ways you're strangling a lot of great energy.
What did you think about Kimmy getting voted off last night?
Well, it's really too bad what happened to Kimmy. She really could have helped those people. I think she particularly could have helped the lady. I forget her name. Was it Elizabeth or Alicia, the black lady that Kimmy got into it with?
Who was the lady that Kimmy got into it with, Mike? What was her name? Alicia, that's who it was.
Yeah, I think she could have helped Alicia. She could have diffused a lot of the negative energy. Phil, because meat eaters are hostile and guilty. A lot of meat eaters are hostile and guilty. And they have a lot of strangled energy, and you need to work with meat eaters to move them off of that hostility and into a more balanced cognitive horizon.
So it was unfair for Kimmy to get voted off because she was a vegetarian.
Well, Phil, I think Kimmy was victimized by the rage of these meat eaters. We keep an eye on the rest of our society.
As a vegetarian?
As a vegetarian, yeah.
Let me just say this to you, if I could, Dean. Vegetarians are split into a couple of groups, aren't they? Is a vegan and then vegetarian?
Yeah, you bet. A vegan is someone who doesn't eat any animal byproduct.
And are you guys vegans?
Some of us are. I do practice a veganism. I'm sure Kimmy, I think, probably was more tended toward to be vegan.
And when you say you keep an eye on the rest of society, as vegetarians, you're keeping an eye on meat eaters?
Well, I hate to put it that way.
Because it sounds like I suddenly had the picture of Big Brother with a carrot in his hand, you know.
Phil, I don't, right. That's a pretty funny image, but I think what we do is there's so much destructive behavior out there, Phil, from meat eaters. The two kids that killed those college professors at Dartmouth, I'm sure, would not have done that if they were vegetarians.
You're saying that the kids that killed the two professors?
Well, I think you do have a lot of.
I mean, you're saying that would not have happened had they been vegetarians.
I think there's a good case to be made. Absolutely. because I think the violence in our society is created by meat eaters. And it,
well, what would you say if I told you that Hitler was a vegetarian?
Well, Hitler was a vegetarian, Phil, in the later stages of his life, but the meat had already begun to decompose brain cells, and that's why we do need to start young, and that's why the kids at Columbine, for instance, could have been saved had they started early on a vegetarian diet instead of going to the, what do you want to call it, the Taco King or those kinds of places. So,
vegetarianism saves us from violence in this society.
I really believe it, Phil.
Okay, Dean Wheeler is with us, and he's talking a little bit about Kimmy, who was voted off the island. I'm going to ask you something, because I'm getting a sense, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm getting a sense, and I don't mean anything bad by this, Dean, but as a vegetarian, do you think you're better than me?
Well, you asked me that.
Answer honestly. I won't be angry. Answer honestly.
You want me to answer honestly?
Yes.
I do believe I am better than you. I do believe as a vegetarian I'm better than meat eaters. Yes, I do. In fact, it's not just a belief, it's a knowledge.
You know that you're better than meat eaters.
Absolutely. All vegetarians know that.
Why?
Well, because we know that we are pure. We are utilizing the biochemistry of our bodies in a much more unselfish way. The putrefaction that comes from eating meat is not taking place, and so there is a lot more. Chemistry that's able to flow through our neurotransmitters. In other words, we're able to think more clearly, Phil. We do know Tai Chi. We do dress in clothing that is earth relatable, and a lot of the automobiles that vegetarians drive are mid-size, so there isn't a large use of gasoline. The other thing about vegetarians is we do tend to live in cities like Portland. Which is a more clean and energetic town. The air is clean and fresh. The trees are green. And you can get out in Portland and have a good time having yourself a good vegetarian meal with an elderberry wine or something. So it's a great thing.
And you live in Portland, Oregon.
That's correct, yeah.
Well, it is a beautiful city. There's no getting around that. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. You've just heard Dean Wheeler say that vegetarians, are you saying vegetarians think they're better than...
Well, I think vegetarians, Phil, are superior to meat eaters. And
so what kind of a statement was that? When they voted Kimmy off of the island last night, obviously those meat eaters are jealous or...
Well, I think they felt hostile. I think meat eaters feel especially hostile when you're trying to break a drug addict, Phil, let's say, for example, off of his drug. When you're trying to... trying to keep an alcoholic away from alcohol, they're going to get violent on you. And I think what happened to Kimmy as a vegetarian, she was trying to show them the pure and energetic way to facilitate their bodies through the vegetarian and vegan method. And they obviously got very violent and angry with her and decided that they would get rid of the vegetarian so that they could sit there in their decomposition. I feel very bad for them. I don't feel bad for Kimmy. I think she's going to be fine. I think the meat eaters are going to feel a putrefaction eventually.
All right, 1-800-449-8. When you say putrefaction, you're talking about the...
Well, just rotting meat. There's a lot of lower colonic problems. Bowel movements are not normal. You're sluggish. You're slow. Your eyes are bloodshot. It's a lot of things that happen. As a vegetarians and all vegans everywhere, we have got to step up to the plate and tell meat eaters that their colons are blocked and they need to have somebody get that out of there. And I think it's going to be okay.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. So there you just heard Dean Wheeler. He's the owner of the Vegetarian Connection restaurant, and he's talking about how Kimmy was unjustly thrown off of Survivor because she's a vegetarian and she was subjected to the hostility of meat eaters. He's also blaming Columbine and the murder of those two Dartmouth professors on meat eating. 1-800-449-8686. And I knew that this is exactly how it would go, right? Now, I'm a meat eater. I'm not a violent man. I did mention Hitler to him, and Adolf Hitler was a notoriously famous vegetarian who he says didn't go vegetarian until later in life after his brain cells had already begun to decompose. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And we have with us Dean Wheeler, and he is with the Vegetarian Connection restaurant in Portland. Basically, we're talking about Kimmy getting thrown off of Survivor last night, and she was a vegetarian. And you just think that the reason why she was pitched is because she was vegetarian, right?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind, Phil. She presented to the people on the island the face of a civilized person who wanted them to begin to redirect their energies in a sweet and natural way so that there was no juice or what we call natural body humors flowing in a negative way.
And because of that, the meat eaters wanted her off.
I think the meat eaters wanted Kimmy off. And when you're superior, when you feel superior, and when you know you are superior to a meat eater, their colons get more impacted.
All right, let me go over here to, I forget your name, sir. What is it? In Bradenton? Hello, Bradenton? Okay, he's not there. Here is Dusty on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, the man, he's an idiot. How does he figure?
Well, that's easy for you to say.
Well, how do you figure that eating meat decomposes your brain?
Well, I don't mean that literally, but I mean, you know, it putrefies and it causes a colon blockage. You know that.
Anything can cause colon blockage.
That's correct. But what you need to do is flush it through with romaine lettuce.
Well, no, anything can cause colon. Eating popcorn can cause colon blockage.
Now, Dusty, I'm told that you are taking nutrition in school. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so when he says that meat putrefies, you agree with that?
Dusty, this is Dean Wheeler. What are you taking in school again, nutrition?
Yes, nutrition and food preparation.
Well, do you agree that you can flush your colon through with romaine lettuce?
Yes, you can, but you can flush it. What? I mean, I've had colon surgery done.
Yes, sir.
And the reason my colon was, I had to have this surgery, was from eating so much popcorn, seeds, and stuff like that. It has nothing to do with meat.
But the seedling of popcorn is very cleansing because it can create, and I don't know what you want me to say, Phil. I don't want to get too graphic, but when one has a bowel movement and you see those corn kernels, okay, you with me, Dusty?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good sign.
Why is that a good sign?
Because it's flushing through the system.
Right.
Other words, you have a bowel movement, you see corn kernels, which is a completely common experience. Everybody's had it. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Buttered popcorn is why you had the problem in the first place, Dusty, not the popcorn itself. Did you eat it buttered?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what did it.
Well, how do you feel that you're superior over meat eaters?
Well, because as a vegetarian vegan, a vegetarian / vegan, all of the pure lettuce juice... All of the juices from the lettuce, sir, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that flushes the blood and creates a pure pathway of what we call a pure pathway of power, and that's all from lettuce juice. Now, meat, all you're getting is the rotten, just some cow. And a lot of times the meat, we have proposed for years that all school lunches contain no meat. If the parents insist on providing bologna sandwiches, we hope they're confiscated. We think that bologna sandwiches should be confiscated. Do you agree?
Well, no, I don't agree. I mean, I can't stand bologna, but
I eat
red meat every night.
Well, but we really don't want to get pushy about it, but as vegetarians, we are very passive and enlightened people. But if people keep throwing our people off of Survivor, then a lot of the Tai Chi we know can be converted into a form of Kung Fu. You know,
okay, that's fine. That sounds like you're getting... You want all meat out of kids' school lunches.
Well, that's Columbine and these two guys that did the professors at Dartmouth.
I don't know that you can hang that on meat eating. Okay, Dusty, thanks for your call. All right, Dave, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Dave?
Dave?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, there's so much to this, I don't know where to start.
Gee, Dave, this is your second call to our show in a whole week.
Well, yeah. Well, in the first place...
You know what, Dave? We really try to limit that to one call a week, okay?
I didn't know that otherwise.
I want to talk to the guy, Phil.
You want to talk to this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm 92 years old. I've eaten meat, eggs, and milk, and meat product all of my life. All of my family has done this.
All right. How are your bowel movements?
Wonderful.
Are they?
Sure. No,
would you
no,
mind
no.
sending one to me? And that?
No, what do you mean?
No, just so we can double-check them.
Oh, come on. Don't.
No. No, what I'm asking for is you can put it in a baggie.
No, I'm
and
not
mail it on here.
That.
You're in Portland. I'm in Portland. Are you?
I'm not going to do that.
Are you in Portland, sir?
Yes.
I'm in Portland too. I'm at the Vegetarian Connection restaurant. Can you drop off one of your bowel movements
no,
at the
I
restaurant
can't.
Here?
No, I can't do that.
Why are you asking him this?
Because I'm not certain that because he's a meat eater, that he hasn't had putrefaction.
Okay.
All right. Listen, Dave. Thank you very much.
You know, the tribe on Survivor, Phil, that killed the pig, they were one step closer to hunting Kimmy, and I think she's lucky she got voted off because they were meat.
Because they're meat eaters.
Absolutely.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Dean Wheeler from the Vegetarian Connection about a lot of things, about vegetarians and about, meat eating and the notion that meat eaters are more violent people. Now, you made a statement to one of the other callers that we should propose that school lunches not contain meat. Are you serious?
Well, Phil, this is one area where you can control it.
But are you saying that we gotta go through a kid's lunch?
No, I'm not saying you necessarily go through his lunch, but what I am saying is you take a look at what a kid is eating, and if there is meat in there, you eliminate it from his diet. And I think that the best way to go about that is to completely eradicate meat from school lunches, and I think we should eradicate meat from a kid's diet. And
now, what about this whole thing about you guys being vegetarians and you know Tai Chi?
Well, we can get a little pushy, you know. In other words, that turns into Kung Fu, and we're passive. And
so are you telling me I send my kid out to school with meat in his lunch that somebody's going to get their ass kicked?
Well, you bet.
Okay, so who's going to get their ass kicked? You going to beat the kid up?
Well, no, I'm just saying that we're going to... We'll find you, and we can hold your head underwater. We need to catch the kids and give them the best foods to keep them from becoming, these wild people who shoot up schools. Because I'm telling you, Klebold and Harris, they were one step away from doing something really bad had they had more meat in their diet.
Oh, doing something real? What worse could these guys do? You know, a lot of what you're saying to me makes sense, and then you go off into some goofy thing about how we got to keep kids from eating meat on school lunches, we got to keep the kids from, shooting up schools because they're eating too much meat. Have you ever been pushed around by a meat eater? Have you ever had your butt kicked by a meat eater? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my first wife, she was, I was an abused husband. Because she had steaks, she stopped off every day like clockwork at Taco King.
And I'm not familiar with Taco King.
Well, it's, when you get the burrito.
And, okay.
And I was an abused husband.
Your wife beat you up.
She pushed me around, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Dean Wheeler from the Vegetarian Connection. They threw Kimmy off of Survivor last night because she was apparently a vegetarian. She was a pain in the rear end. She didn't want them to kill ducks. She didn't want them to kill chickens. She just wanted them to kill anything. Now, Mr. Wheeler here is saying that vegetarians, he didn't say vegetarians are superior. He said he feels superior to meat eaters. And I asked him specifically, do you feel superior to me? And he said, yes, he did. He wants to keep the meat out of school lunches, and he thinks that those two kids that did those college professors, they were meat eaters. Klebold and Harris, meat eaters, and on and on it goes. Now, I brought up the whole idea about Hitler being a vegetarian. He said, well, he came to it late in his life. 1-800-449-8686. Listen to the Phil Henry Show. By the way, if you want the number to pick up our CD, it's 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. That's 877-616-Phil. It's Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler, who is a vegetarian and owns a vegetarian restaurant in Portland, Oregon. And he's talking to us about Survivor, Kimmy. You guys watch the show Survivor? You know that this vegetarian was thrown off the island, voted off the island. They went to bonfire. They went to the torch session, whatever the hell they call it. And she's no longer on the island. I didn't ask you, Dean, are you a watch? Do you watch Survivor?
Phil, I don't really watch Survivor because, you know, I think they do a lot of unnecessary things on that program that I don't think they treat the environment very well.
But you know about this Kimmy getting voted off.
Yeah, I did. I knew about it. And, you know, that I think sent a shockwave through the vegetarian community. I think we were all shocked that Kimmy was voted off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joseph on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I was just calling about him being a vegan. Is that true?
What is your comment, sir?
Well, if he's a vegan and he wants to take all this meat and protein from the kids, then milk has calcium in it, and kids need calcium to grow.
Well,
and
I don't know if you know anything about it, but kids don't really need calcium. No, sir, that's a myth that the milk industry has put out. Obviously, the milk industry would like you to buy their milk, so they put out a lot of stories.
Okay,
kids can be raised just as well on vegetable juices, on lettuce juices, and things like that.
So they get calcium from vegetables?
Hey, got a lot of questions, sir? You don't have any comment to make? Is that
The eggs and stuff are protein.
If you're in a restaurant and you hear someone order a steak rare, you know, pray to God that person doesn't have a gun on him, is what I'm saying.
I don't think that's right.
Well, it is true, sir. Are you a meat eater?
Yeah, I'm a meat eater. I'm a swimmer. I need the meat and protein for my
sports. That's just it. You
don't.
Kids get more aggressive when they eat meat. They're more docile and healthy when they have vegetables, and I think we need that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Well, look, Dean, good luck to you and all of your endeavors, man. And if you ever hook up with Kimmy, you make sure we know where she is, okay? It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. I don't think I've ever seen a vegetarian that looked healthy. I don't think I've ever seen one that was buff or ripped. I don't know anything about it, other than I guess you just eat vegetables. You don't eat meat. I think it's pretty much been debunked, though, that meat is bad for you. That's wrong. That's not true. I don't care whether you got all kinds of steak. It's just not flat true. Meat, it's the best protein you can get. Meat, it's not just for breakfast anymore. So this baloney about how, you know, you got to eat, you know, don't eat red meat, all this bull crap. I eat a lot of red meat. Look at me. Well, I take that back. I eat a lot of red meat, but don't look at me. It's a great thing, man. Now, every vegetarian I ever knew in college, they were all skinny dudes with bad skin. I don't know how you can justify that, all right? And this whole thing about the brother creatures of the planet, I get it about that, all right? I'm not going to eat my cat. I'm not going to eat my dog. There are special animals that I eat, and only those animals. They are designated as the animals you eat. All the others you don't eat. Of all of the freaking animals there are in the world, as a matter of fact, we only eat like five of them. Think about it. We eat cows, pigs, and shellfish don't even count. Fish, the dumb-looking things are looking at you. What the hell? You know, you look at a fish, all you can think to do is eat it. They're waiting. They're out there in the ocean. Go eat that thing. But think about it. Of all the animals, quote-unquote, that we eat, and what do you count as an animal, okay? Are snails animals? All right, okay, let's count them. It's probably about five or six. Cows, pigs, maybe lamb, if you like lamb. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot freaking pole, but some people eat lamb. Chickens, that's four. Fish, I'll lump them all into one category, that's five. And then all the oddball foods like snails and crap, we put them all into a category. That's six, tops. We don't eat monkeys. We don't. Okay, I know that Asian stuff about monkey brain soup. Those guys aren't chowing down on lemur every night. I was in China, man. I didn't eat monkey. You know where they serve monkey? They serve it in Hong Kong to tourists. That's who eats monkey. Puppy dog, sure, they got a little restaurant in Thailand that I can recommend. But other than that, huh? In the Philippines, they eat dog? Craig's been into some of the finest puppy restaurants. It tastes like chicken. Have you had dog? Oh, you are a sick case, man. Really? It tastes like chicken? Bull crap. Do you ever have frog's legs? Tastes like freaking puppy. You ever have chicken? Tastes like frog's legs. They got, what else do they got? When I was in China, I had, we went to a Buddhist temple, and they had, they were vegetarians in this Buddhist temple. But they did a real beautiful thing. What they did is they brought out, these Buddhists would come out in their long, beautiful, orange ochre robes, and they had their Buddhist ceremonies going. And then in come the Americans, you know, because we were told by the, the commies told them, you better feed these Americans and feed them good, otherwise you all burn. And they went, yes, you know, thong, thong. And then they brought us in. And they sat us down at a table, and there was a big fish. It was what they call a mandarin fish in China. Over here we call it carp. But anyway, they, you know, we have carp in our lakes. We don't know what the hell to do with carp. The Chinese, they turn it into a feast. It's a feast. So they had this beautiful mandarin fish, and it was done up with all kinds of vegetables and stuffing and rice, and it was really out of sight, man. I ate this thing. I said, that's the great, that's carp, huh? Yeah, well, no, it's actually tofu. And it was a fake fish. They did up a fake fish at this Buddhist temple. Fake me out with this fish. But nonetheless, you can do some wonderful things with tofu. You can do some wonderful things with tofu, but you're never going to replace a good old-fashioned, thick, juicy steak. It ain't going to happen. And my wife is always trying to get me to this fried tofu. Look, it isn't that I'm a guy who wants to have a drain in the middle of the garage. It's not that I'm a home improvement kind of a guy. I don't have a skill saw, and I don't take things apart. And the Volkswagen I bought from Taylor, I'm going to have somebody else work on, okay? So it isn't about that. It's just what I'm used to, and what I'm used to is, eating the meat thing. Now, years and years and years and years of going to chiropractors, going to nutritionists and all these cats, they're all saying all this bull crap to me. Finally, I go back to the chiropractor that I've been going to for 20 years. This guy is, this guy's a tree-hugging, earth-shoe-wearing chiropractor, and he says to me, the best protein you can get, Phil, animal protein. You gotta eat meat. You gotta eat chicken. How about that? After all those years of guilt, feeling like dog stuff, feeling like a puppy in a cage. You got to eat meat. So that's when I commenced to doing that stuff, all right? Now, my wife, she's into the egg whites. I told you I'm on this diet thing. She doesn't eat anything other than chicken. I'm going, well, what? You know, there's a lot of fat. There's fat in duck. You can get fat eating nothing but duck. You ever had duck? I love duck. You know why? Because it's fat. Anyway, speaking of China, it was really an interesting trip because everywhere that I went, I would see our potential meal for the evening. Like, I'd see a guy riding down the street in a bicycle, and he'd have cages on either side of the bicycle, and in it would be pigeons, you know? I mean pigeons. I'm talking about, you know what a pigeon looks like. That's what would be in it. But that night we'd have dinner, and they'd say, it's quail. I go, I saw a guy with pigeons. I don't know, you know, no, it's quail. Trust this. What am I going to do? I'm in communist freaking China. I'm in red China. When the man says to me that it's quail, it's quail. I'm getting off the plane. These guys got submachine guns parked up my rear end. I mean, I'm just going to do what they asked me to do. I ate what they said was quail. I'm pretty sure it was pigeon. And I'm eating their tofu mandarin dish. You know, they fed us pretty good, and they had this wild booze. I told you about that bot tie that took off the paint on the floor. If that takes the paint off the floor, what's it doing to your stomach? But we ate fantastic, and what a trip. I rode my bike to the Great Wall of China. I was smoking 2 packs a day. Now, I was 30 years old, but I was smoking 2 packs a day. Didn't matter to me. I didn't give a crap because I was working out and I was doing weights and I was doing diets and all this crap to get myself down to a good weight so I could do this bicycle trip. And I rode all the way up to the Great Wall of China, which is like riding to Mount Wilson. It's like riding up Angeles Crest Highway all the way to Mount Wilson. That's a steep mountain road. Think of any steep route. Going to the Great Wall of China, that's what you're doing. And I did it on a 10-speed, stopping every, half hour to light up a Marlboro. And all these other people that just completely flaked out and had to get in the sag wagon, they're driving by going, the hell is with, I don't understand. Why am I tired? Why am I tired? And he's there smoking a cigarette. You know? Did your grandfather like squirrel, Melissa? Well, that's because you come from Kentucky. They all walk around barefoot with those big-ass guns. What are those turkey guns, the things that got the bell on the end of them? Is that a squirrel gun? No, you blow a squirrel halfway to hell with one of those, wouldn't you? There wouldn't be anything left for the squirrel. Why would you shoot a turkey with something like that? You know those pilgrim, they call them those pilgrim guns because they've got the big bell barrel on them. All those squirrel hunters from up there, they're all barefoot. They got the big straw hat. You know, you don't mess with them, they won't mess with you. But if you get lost, if your car, you know, gets off the road a few miles and suddenly you're out and you're looking around, it's like Southern Comfort. There's a guy with bad teeth. He's in love with you. He's got a bow and arrow. Wait a second. He had a musket? Your grandfather wore shoes and he... Okay, thank you. Anyway, well, how did we get on that, man? I'm talking about China and eating all the bad food. So I'm over there, and I'm riding up to the Great Wall of China. I have myself these Marlboro cigarettes. We get to the very top, and it was beautiful, man. I'm standing on this thing wearing shorts. I'm in bike shorts with a 10-speed. Now, the Chinese ain't never seen anybody in shorts. This is 1981. 1981, the Chinese had never seen anybody in shorts. Now, if you think I'm kidding, anybody was in China in 81, any American, any European, anybody that wasn't Chinese that was over there wearing shorts, you were a star attraction. You want to know what it's like to be the Beatles? You want to know what it's like to be freaking Eminem? Go over to China in shorts. You get mobbed. 100 people want to know what, geez, look at the legs on that. What is it? I think it's a person. And on top of that, if you have one of those cameras that has the little Instamatic that makes the picture, it's a crowd of 150, 300 people. So I stood up there, and I had my shorts on. I got my Instamatic. I figured, well, now I can start selling some of these. You want to buy it? So I started, like, selling these Instamatic pictures to the Chinese. They wanted me to take pictures of anything, their hand, because this Instamatic was so amazing. Take a picture. What? I don't know. Here. Their hand, their what, foot. Just so they could see it. So I wound up selling these pictures, these Chinese, for like 10 yuan, which is five American dollars, which is about a month's pay for a Chinese guy. But what do I know? I mean, it's not that I'm a bad guy or anything, but man's got to live. But, you know, and everywhere you went, you know, these guys want you to take their picture. And everywhere you went, these guys wanted you to explain how they could get over to America for free. Everywhere you went, they wanted to know if you'd buy them a washing machine, as a matter of fact. I was over there on the street of Shanghai. Some guy walked up to me and said, hi, how you doing? Great. Would you go in there and buy me a washing machine? And I ain't kidding you. I said, dude, I guess you figure I'm from America, I'm loaded. He's, you're right. Am I wrong? I said, no, you're not wrong, but I'm not going to buy a washing machine. He's asking me how much I make a year. One guy, I told you the crack about, oh, you're from L.A., fresh air. That car, you know, this guy was, he was a piece of work. He followed me down the street. And then he asked for my Bic lighter as a souvenir. I said, it doesn't work. He said, I don't care. It's just a Bic lighter as a souvenir of your meeting. If you want to feel like a rock star, go to China. Even though you're nothing over here, over there, 18,000 people want to look at the pair, what kind of shoes you're wearing and your shorts and everything. They just think you're fantastic. And then I got back over here, man, and I was so jet-lagged, I was gone for like 5 days, just five straight days. And the thing I think that killed me more than anything else was that I had gone over there with these Marlboro cigarettes that I was smoking all the way up there to the Great Wall of China, and I had about a carton of them. I brought them over there from the States. And I had these Marlboros, and as I traveled throughout the country, I'd meet these Chinese, they'd see me smoking, and they saw the Marlboro. And they'd say to me, we'll trade you two packs of Temple of Heaven for one pack of Marlboro. Well, I'm thinking, okay, that's kind of cool. You know, it'll be a souvenir. I can bring some of these Temple of Heaven cigarettes. That's the name of the Chinese cigarette, Temple of Heaven. And I would bring back some of these Temple of Heaven. Well, I mean, you might as well be smoking someone's ass. You might as well be smoking someone's hair. The worst cigarette you ever had in your life. Now, ask anybody who went to Moscow, and all these days are gradually receding because the Chinese are getting hipper, their country's getting wealthier, the Russians, they ain't even commie anymore, okay? So these things are sort of receding, and these days of, you know, impressing the locals with stockings and with chocolate and with cigarettes, those days are gradually going by the wayside. But there was a time, a friend of mine was over for the Monsters of Rock show in Moscow, and this guy was an engineer, and they had Motley Crue over there and a bunch of these bands that were trying to act like, you know, they were the best thing that America had to offer, when in point of fact they weren't, but the Russians didn't know any better. You remember that show? Yeah, that one. Anyway. Oh, fantastic. Really? You know, Echo and the Bunnymen? All right. And now, Moscow, you've been waiting for them. Here they are. DeFranco family. Hey. I mean, they're big over there. So these guys are setting up. And every day he took a cab from the hotel over to the freaking stadium where they had the show. And every day it cost him a pack of Marlboros. Because it wouldn't cost, that's all the cab driver wanted. That's all these guys would take. They wouldn't take the rubles. It was garbage. And you couldn't give them American because it was illegal. It was black market. So the next best thing would be give them the cigarettes. And this guy worked on that Monsters of Rock show for however long those guys were over there, for like 2 weeks, on Marlboro cigarettes, getting back and forth, everything that he needed, Marlboro cigarettes, okay? I don't know how many he brought over there. I said, what the hell did you do? Did you bring over like 16 cartons or something? Yeah, and I smoke a pack a day myself. Well, what did you do, man? Well, I didn't bring any clothes. It's just Marlboro. Oh, I got it. Okay, your toothbrush, your underwear, and Marlboros. Living like a freaking animal. So that's my international travel story. Of course, my good friend Craig Taylor here. But anyway, getting back to Survivor. So that's what I mean, see? And that Australian outback, they're throwing it. I got to have to watch this thing next week, man. I don't know what happened last night, but I wasn't able to get near the television set. I tuned it on just as I saw them choppering that guy out of there, hoping that maybe it was a croc attack or something like that. I don't know. Maybe that crocodile should have eaten that vegetarian. I'll just be so happy when Temptation Island is over with. Is next weekend, is that the end of the line for them? Okay, what happened? Because I didn't watch the show this past. It was the Grammys, remember? Yeah, okay. Did they check in with Waitasi and Tahid, and those guys are doing all right? Okay. It's the Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. Oh, Waitasi and Tahid, their airplane crashed on the way back to L.A.? Oh, that's too bad. 1-800-449-86. Oh, the Waitasi and Tahid reaffirmed their love for each other, then their plane crashed. All right. The number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, available at 877-616-7445. This is getting down to it, folks. This is the last few days before we just pack the whole thing up. The last few days before this is the end of the campaign. Now, we're going to have our next big signing. That'll be for the vinyl. That'll be somewhere in town. We'll tell you all about it. But after that, there won't be any more. So give us a call at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. For $20, $3.50 shipping and handling, you can pick up the best of the Phil Hendry CD. Visa, MasterCard, personal check, that's all it takes. Fast, courteous, professional staff, the whole thing is beautiful. And so far to date, close to $110,000 has been raised for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless runaway kids in Hollywood. Almost $110,000 raised for my friend's place. Thanks to you guys, your great generosity, yada, yada, yada. We appreciate it. And after we have our signing later on in the month, and that'll be the end of our campaign, and then we'll be gearing up for 2001 or whatever the hell it is that we're going to be doing for that. But again, that number, write it down, 877-616-PHIL, P-H-I-L, 877-616-7445 for our number one rated Phil Hendry Show CD or picture disc vinyl. And we're going to have the signing so you can see what the vinyl looks like. It's cool. It's the Phil Hendry Show.